Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Rob. It's a great pleasure to connect with you. What part of the world are you in today?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Born and bred or not?
No, I just moved here 4.5 years ago from Oregon. 30 plus years in Oregon, and moved to Dallas to be near my brother. We do a business together.
That's two different worlds, my friend. What part of Oregon?
We spent 25 years in Portland, but then we spent the last 8 years out in Bend, Oregon, which is over on the other side of the Cascades, and just a beautiful part of the world for sure.
Nothing close to Dallas. None of them.
It's a lot different than Dallas, that's for sure.
One brother, one sibling, other sibling, or other siblings?
I'm the baby of three brothers, so I've got two older brothers.
And your relationship with this brother is one where you're confident enough that the business that you're about to start is worth moving all of these miles across?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a number of years. We've been doing it for about 5 or 6 years now. And so moving to Dallas was an important part just for us to be closer to try to make this thing work.
Tell me, what is the business?
It's really exciting. The Lord has been working with me in a crazy way with my health. And when the pandemic hit, I changed my job from a corporate job to selling enterprise software to looking at what was going on with everyone's health, right? When the pandemic hit, I was like, hold it, there's something's going on with our health. And so I started doing a lot of research, and that research led me to a number of really interesting facts, things that I did not know about our world, about how our healthcare system in the United States was really taken over in the early 1900s. And that really disturbed me greatly, rocked me to the core about our healthcare system and how really corrupt it is, where they're really more interested about money than they are helping people, which is super frustrating. Not the individuals themselves, but just the system that we have is set up that way. And so that got me down a lot of research and education. But what interestingly enough is, as I was doing that deep dive on research about our healthcare system and about health, I also was doing a deep dive on the Bible. So I'd been a so-called Christian my entire life, but I was one of the Christians that as soon as the door hit you on the butt on Sunday, I didn't act or think about or read anything until the next Sunday when I sat down and listened to the sermon. And the service was great, and I liked the message, but then it didn't impact my life. Whereas when I did a deep research on the Bible, oh man, it just transformed my life to a personal relationship with my Savior. And so I've been down this path where He's leading me, and He's leading me down healthcare solutions for people. And so I've created a company called Exodus Strong, and we created a light, the light code system, which is red light therapy. It's four pillars: light, fuels, frequencies, and faith. And the four pillars of health that the Lord has taught me through my personal journey, because I've been on quite a journey. I've almost died 5 times in my life. And then most recently, within the last 6-7 months, I had a really close episode, and He keeps saving me. And so He keeps saving me, I believe, for a specific reason. And I believe that's to help other people with their health. And then if I can help them with their health, then I believe I can help them with their faith, because we include a faith component as part of our solution. So really, my story woven into what the business is.
Could you do one of those summaries that you did for how your brother encountered Jesus?
I don't know what started his faith journey, to be 100% honest, but I know that he did a deep dive on the Bible. In fact, I followed his method when I was doing research on or at least the method that he taught me, the TAP method, right? You do the textual criticism of the Bible is the T. You go research how authentic is the text. And then you look at the archaeology, right? And you look at the archaeology evidence of the Bible, and then you see how impactful that is and how important that is. And then you do the P part, which is the prophetic evidence in the Bible and all the prophecies that have been fulfilled through the Bible. And after you go through that study of those three things, the book is so undeniably true. It's just incredible. It's the most authentic book ever in existence. And it's just, after you do that research, it's just undeniable. I use that method to really develop my personal relationship with him. And I learned that through him. He had a relationship, a girl who was a Mormon and of Mormon faith. And so he didn't believe that, but he wasn't sure why. And so he did a deep dive on all religions, right? He looked at all different types of religions, and he looked at the research on all of them, and he did a deep dive on the Bible. And as he did the deep dive on the Bible, he had this relationship with the Lord. And he's just like, there's no denying that this is the truth. And so that's when he then started his, basically, he's now an online minister. He's got an online group he ministers to, and he has a Sunday service, and he has an incredible ministry that he's been doing. So he's always been my mentor. And so I guess I did remember a lot of his story. So I'm glad that we went through that.
When you think about the TAP method and emotionally your experience, do you believe the credibility is what connected you relationally to the experience?
I would say it gave me the confidence that this book is authentic. And then it was through the actual reading and studying of the Bible is where I developed that connection, right? And so it gave me the confidence to not worry about what other people thought. It's about what I thought. And then, you know, I believe that as you read the word, it's the living word, and that he's communicating to you and through you through his word. And so you may be reading a passage that has nothing to do with what he's communicating with you, you know, as you're reading it, right? And it's incredible.
Love what you've created. Song's amazing. Amazing audience. If you're listening and you want to dive deeper in, we definitely have links in the show notes. Rob, I want to play with you the message in the bottle method here, where hopefully this message comes back to you in the future. So imagine 5 years from today, you're listening to this conversation. What's a message you'd leave for future you?
Leave just to remember to have hope that there is a future, and God has a plan for your life. And so make sure that you follow that, and don't worry about what anybody else says. Just follow what the Lord wants you to do and is having you do, and have the confidence that the Holy Spirit is inside you, and he's going to guide you, and you have the power and authority of Christ to help you through this incredibly difficult journey of life. But you have hope. And if you have hope and you have the incredible Spirit and Jesus and God with you, then who can be against you?
Love that. Rob, a pleasure. I treasure. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I just want to make sure that people understand that if they have breath in their lungs today, that God has a plan for their life. So, you know, just think through that. It's like, I have breath in my lungs, so I should, the Lord has a plan for me. Think through that. When you think through that, if the Lord has a plan for you, then what are you going to do with your life, and how can you help other people? If you start thinking that way, you start thinking gratitude, and that you do have breath in your lungs because the Lord has a plan for your life, then you can go make an impact on the world that no one else can. So go make an impact.
Rob, I thank you for being here. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.